Good morning. This is Pastor Stolz, and welcome to our worship. The readings that I will be reading in a moment are as follows: Isaiah 29, 18 and 19, Hebrews 12, 1 to 6, Mark 7, 31 to 37. The opening hymn is 649. The closing hymn is 660. My sermon text is Hebrews 12, 1 and 2. And let's begin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord, and thou forgavest the iniquity of my sin. Almighty God, our Maker and Redeemer, we poor sinners confess unto thee that we are by nature sinful and unclean, and that we have sinned against thee by thought, word, and deed. Wherefore we flee for refuge to thine infinite mercy, seeking and imploring thy grace for the sake of our Lord Jesus Christ. O most merciful God, who has given thine only begotten Son to die for us, have mercy upon us, and for his sake grant us remission of all our sins, and by that Holy Spirit increase in us true knowledge of thee and of thy will, and true obedience to thy word, to the end that by thy grace we may come to everlasting life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, hath had mercy upon us, and hath given his only Son to die for us, and for his sake forgives us all of our sins. To them that believe on his name he gives power to become the sons of God, and hath promised them his Holy Spirit. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Lord, have mercy upon us. Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us. Glory be to God on high, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. We praise thee, we bless thee, we worship thee, we glorify thee, we give thanks to thee for thy great glory. O Lord God, heavenly King, God the Father Almighty, O Lord, the only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, O Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, that takest away the sin of the world, have mercy upon us. Thou that takest away the sin of the world, receive our prayer. Thou that sittest at the right hand of God the Father, have mercy upon us. For thou art only holy, thou only art the Lord. Thou only, O Christ, with the Holy Ghost, art most high in the glory of God the Father. Amen. The Lord be with you, and let us pray. Almighty and merciful God, of whose only gift it comes that thy faithful people do unto thee true and laudable service, grant, we beseech thee, that we may so faithfully serve you in this life, and that we fail not finally to attain the heavenly promises that you have promised through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. We confess our faith according to the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead, he ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. The Old Testament, Isaiah 29, verses 18 and 19. And in that day shall the deaf hear the words of the book, and the eyes of the blind shall see out of obscurity and out of darkness. The meek also shall increase their joy in the Lord, and the poor among men shall rejoice in the Holy One of Israel. So far. The Epistle, Hebrews 12, verses 1 to 6. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight, and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endures such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. You have not yet resisted unto blood, striving against sin, and ye have forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as unto children, my son, despise not thou the chastising of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him, for whom the Lord loves, he chastiseth, and scourges every son whom he receiveth. So far. The Gospel, St. Mark, chapter 7, 31 to 37. Again departing from the coasts of Tyre and Sidon, Jesus came unto the Sea of Galilee through the midst of the coasts of Decapolis. And they bring unto him one that was deaf, and he had an impediment in his speech. And they beseech him to put his hand upon him. And he took him aside from the multitude, and put his fingers into his ears, and spit, and touched his tongue. And looking up to heaven, he sighed, and said unto him, Ephphatha, that is, be opened. And straightway his ears were opened, and the string of his tongue was loosed, and he spake plain. And then he charged them that they should tell no man. But the more he charged them, so much the more a great deal they published it, and were beyond measure astonished, saying, He hath done all things well. He maketh both the deaf to hear and the dumb to speak. So far. Grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Amen. In our epistle lesson this morning, we discover that the Christian life is like going for the gold. With single-minded self-sacrifice, we are focused on receiving the prize of eternal life. And of course, that is heaven. A prize which God has already promised to all those who by faith look to Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of sins and eternal salvation. Our entire existence is centered around this one hope. And that hope is looking forward for the glory. The Christian life in this morning's epistle is compared to a race, a marathon, which of course began at our baptism, and run day by day in faith towards God, being sustained by the Holy Spirit, who strengthens us through God's Word and the Holy Supper of Christ's body and blood. And one day, by God's grace, we will cross that finish line when our earthly life comes to an end. The writer of Hebrews tells us, "Let us run with perseverance the race that has been marked out for us." At the end of time, Jesus assures us, those still left here on earth, will see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with great power and glory. And he will send forth his angels to gather his chosen people from the very corner of the earth, and the race then will be finished. Heaven will be our eternal home. But in the meantime, while on this earth, you and I are called in our Christian lives to a single-mindedness of an Olympic athlete. We are to be discipled runners on a course that is marked out in and by Christ, with a final destination of life in glory with him in heaven. But in the meantime, while on this earth, you and I are called to have in our Christian lives the single-mindedness, if you will, of an Olympic athlete. We are to be disciplined runners on a course that has been marked out for us in and by Christ, with a final destination of life in glory with him. An important question to ask ourselves then is, what is it that keeps us from running a disciplined Christmas life, a Christian life? Well, the answer to that question is that we sometimes have our eyes fixed on the wrong goal. We're focused on a false finish line. Now, you can be the best marathon runner in the world, but if you misjudge the finish line and sprint too early, becoming exhausted, or if you start your finishing sprint too late, then you will not win at all. And certainly, if you're running in the wrong direction, you will never win the prize. Well, the same thing is true for us as Christians. If our eyes aren't fixed on the right goal, we put ourselves in jeopardy of missing the prize of heaven and glory. And it's so easy to go astray in life. There are so many attractive goals that compete for our attention. So now is a good time to ask, what is the goal in my life? What one focal point guides my days here on this earth? That's a sobering question. We are directed to fix our eyes on Jesus Christ, but we don't always do that. And some have left their eyes fixed on themselves. There are those who have their eyes fixed exclusively on gaining more and more possessions, influence, and power. Now, it's fine to have goals in your earthly life, yet we must always remember that such goals must take second place to the supreme goal of running the race of faith in Christ. If we exalt earthly goals to be our highest priority, we are setting up a false finish line, a line that crosses into hell. Aware of the many things that could keep us out of heaven, that could keep us from reaching our true goal as Christians, the writer of Hebrews says, "Let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that is so easily entangling us." Imagine for a moment that during a marathon, the runner stopped at one of those water tables, but instead of getting a cup of water, he grabs a heavy backpack filled with rocks. Well, that, of course, would be absolutely ridiculous. And yet, that is exactly what many Christians do as they run the spiritual race marked out for them. They burden themselves with sin, shackle themselves with loyalties that are opposed to God. You and I must admit that the weight of our sin has often caused us to move slowly on our hands and knees toward the goal. But it is there on our hands and knees that we find the best place to listen to the words of our text. Throw off everything that hinders and lay it at the foot of the cross. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus Christ, the author and the perfecter of our faith. And moved by God's grace, we focus our attention on that one who has already run that race and has won it for us. Let us look again to the one whose death has defeated the sin which entangles us, and whose resurrection has guaranteed the prize of heaven for all those who trust in him. And let us put our faith in him, who is the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the one who is our Savior from the beginning to the very end, extending into all eternity. With Jesus as the author and the perfecter of our faith, we have tremendous comfort. Christ is the one who has done it all for us. You might say that he wrote the book on our salvation. He himself took on those enemies that tried to keep us from finishing that race, and he conquered all of them. Satan wants to trip us up with lies, but Holy Scripture tells us that on Good Friday, Jesus crushed Satan's head, and death, that great uncrossable pit, so to speak, that stood between us and the finish line, but now Christ has bridged that chasm by his life-giving cross. And remember, too, that sin was poisoning us from within, sapping all of our strength. But that poison found its antidote in the God-man Jesus Christ, who poured out his love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit, given to us by the washing of water and the word in holy baptism. He has written our names in the book of life and signed it and sealed it in his own blood. And furthermore, Jesus is also the perfecter of our faith, literally the one who brings it to the goal. Jesus, therefore, is a Savior who will bring us to that finish line. By his power, he will carry us to the goal of eternal glory with himself. And as the Holy Scriptures tell us, he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. So we therefore anticipate the glory of his salvation, which will be revealed when he returns on that last day. Just as Jesus has given us full and free redemption, he has also given us this life to live, a life that, like his, it will involve suffering before it brings joy. For the joy set before him, that is Jesus, endured the cross, scorning its shame, and then he sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Jesus himself had a race to run and a goal to reach. And with his eyes fixed squarely on his Heavenly Father's will and the glory of Easter and ascension yet to come, Jesus followed that course that was laid out before him of hardship, suffering, and even death. You see, God is training us to be strong runners with great endurance, staying power. He is training us to keep our eyes clearly fixed on Jesus Christ alone. We as Christian athletes, so to speak, are made strong through the hearing and the studying of God's Word and receiving of Christ's body in the Holy Supper. Through the means of grace, God makes us not just competitors, but we are victors. I doubt if any of us here this morning will ever participate in an Olympic competition, winning the gold medal and standing in the center as our flag is raised and our national anthem is played. However, you and I, as the chosen people of God, are in an actual race, patterned after that of our Savior Jesus Christ, a race in which we are cheered on by saints and angels. And at the end of that race, we will share in the glory of Christ forever. With all the heavenly hosts arrayed in white, we will raise an anthem of praise to his most holy name. May God grant each of us, as we anticipate the coming glory of Christ and run towards that goal, we all may say with St. Paul, I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith. Now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have longed for his appearing. Now, to me that beats an Olympic medal any day. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Grant, we beseech thee, Almighty God, into thy church, thy Holy Spirit, and the wisdom which comes down from above, that thy word, as becometh it, may not be bound, but have free course, and be preached to the joy and edifying of Christ's holy people, that in steadfast faith we may serve thee, and in the confession of thy name abide unto the very end. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, liveth and reigneth with thee in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and to be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.